Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are considering an allegiance to God's Word by studying Genesis chapter 1 through chapter 11. In this session, we'll be looking at Genesis chapter 5, verses 1 to 5, the line of the promise. As we've stated each time, we will be reading the background, and which means that as we study through these 11 chapters, we will be reading them and as we study through them. So let's look at that. Turn to Genesis chapter 4 at verse 1, where it reads, "Now Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, and said, I have acquired a man from the Lord. Then she bore again, this time his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. So the Lord said to Cain, Why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not well, sin lies at the door. And its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. Now Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, Where is Abel your brother? And he said, I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. So now you are cursed from the earth, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you till the ground, it shall no longer yield its strength to you. A fugitive and a vagabond you shall be on the earth. And Cain said to the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear. Surely you have driven me out this day from the face of the ground. I shall be hidden from your face. I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond on the earth. And it will happen then that anyone who finds me will kill me. And the Lord said to him, Therefore, whoever kills Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark on Cain, lest anyone finding him should kill him. And then Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bore Enoch, and he built a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son, Enoch. To Enoch was born Irad, and Irad begot Mahujael, and Mahujael begot Methushael, and Methushael begot Lamech. And then Lamech took for himself two wives. The name of one was Adah, and the name of the second was Zillah. And Adah bore Jabal. He was the father of those who dwell in tents and have livestock. His brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all those who play the harp and flute. And as for Zillah, she also bore Tubal-Cain, an instructor of every craftsman in bronze and iron. And the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. And then Lamech said to his wives, Adah and Zillah, Hear my voice, wives of Lamech, listen to my speech, for I have killed a man for wounding me, even a young man for hurting me. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, then Lamech 77-fold. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bore a son to him, bore a son, and named him Seth. For God has appointed another seed for me instead of Abel, whom Cain killed. And as for Seth, to him also a son was born, and his name, and he named him Enosh. Then men began to call on the name of the Lord. God gave a warning to Cain in Genesis chapter 4 and verse 7. Compare that to chapter 2 verse 17. Chapter 4 verse 7, if you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door. And its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. Compare that back to Genesis chapter 2 verse 17. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Look at the setting here. We have the first two children, Abel the shepherd and Cain the farmer. Their offerings were received differently, verses 3 through 5. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground and to the Lord. Abel also brought the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. Look at Hebrews chapter 11, and verse 4, which refers to this. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testifying of his gifts, and through it, he being dead, still speaks. This is my speculation about why only Abel's was accepted. Well, you got to go to Leviticus chapter 3 and verse 16, where it says, and the priest shall burn them on the altar as food, and the offerings made by fire for a sweet aroma. All the fat is the Lord's. Cain would have had to purchase from Abel. Pretty humbling for an older brother, but it fits the principle of truth. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 5, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Cain decided that the produce of his hands should be enough. Many people choose to worship God in their own way, but it says he did not respect Cain and his offering. The Lord's warning was ignored by Cain. Look at verse 7 and 8. If you do well, will you not be accepted? If you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. Now Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and killed him. Go over to James chapter 1 and verse 12. James 1:12. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he's tempted, I'm tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone, but each one is tempted when he's drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then, when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it's full grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Anger not dealt with leads into sin. Sadly, there was no repentance when Cain was confronted. Then Cain went out from the presence of the Lord. Verse 16, the first part of it, tells us. Notice that the focus of Cain's descendants was on human accomplishments and wickedness. Second part of 17, built a city. He built a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son, Enoch. Polygamy began. Verse 19, the first part of it. And Lamech took for himself two wives. A nomadic lifestyle. Adah bore Jabal, and he was the father of those who dwell in tents. The second part of that same verse, they raise livestock and have livestock. They were metal workers. Tubal Cain, an instructor of every craftsman in bronze and iron. Verse 22. Also in verse 21, musical instruments. Jubal was the father of all those who play the harp and flute. And then songs of man's strength, verse 23. Then Lamech said, hear my voice, listen to my speech, for I have killed a man for wounding me. even a young man, for hurting me. No mention of God, only man's works. But then, look on the contrary in chapter 4, verses 25 and 26. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bore a son, and named him Seth. For God has appointed another seed for me instead of Abel, whom Cain killed. And as for Seth, to him also a son was born, and he named him Enosh. And then don't miss this last part of verse 26. Then men began to call on the name of the Lord. What was the focus here of Seth's descendants? No mention of human accomplishments. No mention of human boasting. Notice the testimony of this in Genesis chapter 5, verse 22 and verse 24. Enoch walked with God 300 years. And then verse 24, Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. But in Genesis chapter 5, verse 28-29, it reads, Lamech had a son, and he called his name Noah, saying, this one will comfort us concerning our work and the toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord has cursed. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, records the first mention of the promise. The Cainites revealed the serpent's seed in the life of mankind, and the Sethites maintained the integrity of the seed of the woman. And look at Genesis chapter 5. This is the book of the genealogy of Adam. In the day that God created him, he made him in the likeness of God. He created them male and female. He blessed them and called them mankind in the day they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness after his image and named him Seth. After he begot Seth, the days of Adam were 800 years and he had sons and daughters. So all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. Seth lived 105 years and begot Enosh. After he begot Enosh, Seth lived 807 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. Enosh lived 90 years and begot Canaan. After he begot Canaan, Enosh lived 815 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Enosh were 905 years, and he died. Canaan lived 70 years and begot Mahalalel. After he begot Mahalalel, Canaan lived 840 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died. Mahalalel lived 65 years and begot Jared. After he begot Jared, Mahalalel lived 830 years, and he had sons and daughters. So all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. Jared lived 162 years and begot Enoch. After he begot Enoch, Jared lived 800 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. After he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Methuselah lived 187 years and begot Lamech. After he begot Lamech, Methuselah lived 782 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. Lamech lived 182 years and had a son, and he called his name Noah, saying, this one will comfort us concerning our work and our toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord has cursed. After he begot Noah, Lamech lived 595 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begot Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Let me give you 2 points to make about the birth of Seth and his line. First, a substitute was provided. Chapter 4, verse 25. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bore a son and named him Seth. For God has appointed another seed for me instead of Abel, who Cain killed. Let me ask you, is this a reflection of Eve's faith in God's promise? Well, I think so. Because the name Seth means substituted. And then second, a religion was established. Chapter 4, verse 26. And then Seth, and as for Seth, to him also a son was born, and his name was Enosh. Then men began to call on the name of the Lord. Prayer was begun in Seth's line. The name Enosh means mortal frailty. An awareness of the need for God. Before Calvary, men called on the name of the Lord and offered blood sacrifices on the altar for sin. Since Calvary, man need only call on the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ, by faith in his sacrifice. Romans 10:13. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. There's an important note here. The Sethites were still under the Lord's curse. In Genesis chapter 5 and verse 1, we're reminded that God created man in the likeness of God. And then in verse 3, we're told that Adam begot a son in the likeness of man. Romans chapter 5, verses 12 to 14, it says, therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned. And in verse 13, for until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. There, nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him to come. The line of promise, Genesis 3:15, 10 patriarchs are listed in chapter 5 as God was preserving the promised seed. And yet, God was also maintaining the curse because each of them died. And notice that Cain's descendants are no longer recorded. Let me give you a final word regarding God's divine order in Scripture. Genesis chapter 5 and verse 1 has the first mention of the word book in the Old Testament, speaking about the genealogy of Adam. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 1 has the first mention of book in the New Testament in referring to the genealogy of Jesus Christ. The first Adam and the last Adam. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 47, the first man was of the earth, man made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. Let me ask you, do you know that second man? In John 14, verse 6, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, for by grace you've been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Cain tried to be acceptable his way through works. Adam was credited with true faith before God by grace. You have a great day.